Press TV headlines. Iran says Tehran and Kabul are boosting their defense ties, calling on U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. Three U.S.-led forces are killed in separate attacks across Afghanistan amid rising foreign troop casualties there. And in Saudi Arabia, more women are joining a major campaign against an official ban on driving. It's 11:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital of Tehran. Welcome to Press TV's World News. Our top story for this hour, Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi, has called for the expansion of defensive ties between Iran and Afghanistan. Vahidi made the remark in an interview with Press TV during a state visit to Afghanistan. He said ties between the two nations can lead to stability and progress in the region. Vahidi also slammed the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan and called for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. Vahidi said the U.S. will have no other option but to leave the region. Three U.S.-led foreign forces have been killed in separate militant attacks in Afghanistan. NATO says two soldiers have been killed in the south. Another has been slain in the east. The Western Military Alliance has withheld other details about the deaths. At least 248 U.S.-led foreign troopers have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. Violence is at an all-time high in Afghanistan, despite the presence of more than 140,000 foreign soldiers. Well, Afghanistan is probing reports about U.S.-led foreign forces' use of chemical weapons in that country. President Hamid Karzai says the bombs that foreign troops use in Afghanistan contain chemical materials. He also complained that weapons used by U.S.-led forces are polluting Afghanistan. Karzai criticized foreign forces for carrying out unilateral military operations and called for an end to their killing of civilians. In other news, more women are joining a campaign to defy a driving ban in Saudi Arabia. Reports say 45 women have hit the road across Saudi Arabia since the campaign began 2 days ago. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world where women are not allowed to drive cars. Women drivers have posted videos on YouTube. Meanwhile, Saudi authorities have handed a three-month sentence to a man in Qatif in Eastern Province for writing pro-Hezbollah slogans on his car. The man was arrested last Saturday. Well, protesters have gathered outside the Saudi embassy in Washington to express their solidarity with Saudi women who are banned from driving. Marjan Asi reports.
Women drove around the Saudi embassy with signs plastered to their cars in support of women's rights to drive in Saudi Arabia.
We're here to show our support and solidarity for the women in Saudi Arabia who are trying to get the right to drive, and hoping that that can maybe be a starting point to gain other rights as well.
We are here in solidarity with you to be able to drive in your own country.
According to Ali El-Yami of the Center for Democracy and Human Rights in Saudi Arabia, there is no justification for the ban.
They say Islam and God, you know, prevent woman from exposing herself to men, and if she drives, she is not going to be able to cover her face because she has to see, and this will damage the country. It will damage the moral fabric of Saudi society, which is absolutely ridiculous, because the Saudi themselves, the Saudi men, including the royals and these muftis who tell people what to do, they go all over the world to look for nightclubs and for, you know, entertainment and for things like that.
The ban restricts women's ability to travel freely in Saudi Arabia, which protesters state also affects them in other ways.
If they are allowed to drive, they can look for better jobs and can secure themselves financially and economically.
The harm is multiple: social harm, political harm, gender harm, societal harm, and economic harm. It's just total travesty not to grant women their citizen rights, citizenship. And Saudi Arabia is the only country where discriminations against women are institutionalized.
The United States alliance with Saudi Arabia, which includes a recent $60 billion arms deal, was another point of contention for protesters.
We are huge supporters of a regime in Saudi Arabia which oppresses women perhaps more than any other country in the world.
So it's very disappointing. We would at least a public statement from someone like Secretary Hillary Clinton, who claims to be advocating for women's rights world round, just to show her support in solidarity for Saudi women. But so far, the government's been pretty silent on the issue.
Saudi embassy officials refused to comment.
The protests coincided with other demonstrations taking place throughout the Saudi kingdom, where women took to the streets to drive and in so doing broke custom, hoping that it will lead to a new social order, one that sees greater equality between the sexes. Marjan Asi, Press TV, Washington.
A 15-year-old boy is being put on military trial in Bahrain for participating in anti-government protests. Rights activists say Yusuf al-Basri will appear before the military court on Sunday. Al-Basri was reportedly tortured while in detention. The regime in Bahrain has been accused of rounding up opposition forces and putting them before military tribunals. A lawsuit has also been filed with the International Criminal Court over the use of violence and torture against Bahraini protesters. This as a group of lawyers from Lebanon, Spain, France, and Italy has sued Bahrain and Britain over the suppression of peaceful protesters. Britain has played a key role in propping up hereditary monarchies in the Persian Gulf region and has maintained its support for the unelected regimes, including Bahrain. In Yemen, anti-government protesters have poured onto the streets of the second-largest city, Taiz, demanding the formation of a transitional council. They have also rejected what they call unfair mediation by Saudi Arabia and the United States. A similar protest was held in the capital, Sana'a. Yemen has seen mass rallies since June calling for power transfer in the trial of Ali Abdullah Saleh. This when Saleh was forced to fly to Saudi Arabia for treatment of his injuries caused by an attack on his palace. Meanwhile, an opposition MP has lashed out at Saudi Arabia for what he calls its negative stance against peaceful demonstrations. Abdullah al-Mahtari accuses Riyadh of hatching plots against the people of Yemen by insisting on a Persian Gulf Arab states mediation deal. He says Riyadh does not want the Yemeni revolution to succeed because it fears the same thing may happen in Saudi Arabia. Non-UN sanctioned U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan have claimed many lives since they were launched 7 years ago. Now the U.S. seems to be expanding its campaign of targeted killings. American drone attacks have caused civilian casualties in Yemen.
Pakistanis burying their loved ones killed in a U.S. drone attack on the country's northwestern tribal belt. Many civilians have been killed since the U.S. has launched its drone attacks in Pakistan since 2004. The attacks have intensified under the Obama administration, and Pakistan is not the only country where U.S. drones kill civilians. Washington is now using the deadly Predators in Yemen. The U.S. says the attacks are part of a war against Al-Qaeda, but Amnesty International says, at least in one attack south of Yemen, dozens of civilians, including women and children, have been killed. Yemeni officials say the U.S. has carried out drone strikes on a daily basis since the beginning of June. They've confirmed that more than 15 attacks have taken place in recent weeks, killing at least 130 people, including civilians. In the latest incident, several civilians have been wounded in a U.S. drone attack in the southern province of Abyan. Reports say the U.S. is building a CIA airbase from which it can launch more drone attacks in Yemen. The United Nations says targeted killings violate international law. In 2010, a UN official said the U.S. is the dominant user of drones in the world. Now only history will tell whether the U.S. would ever face justice for its violations, including its increasing use of drones to kill.
A former official at the U.S. spy agency, the CIA, says the Bush-era White House sought to smear Iraq war critics. A number of the CIA counterterrorism team, a member that is of the CIA counterterrorism team, says the Bush administration is ordered to use the agency's resources. This in an attempt to discredit Iraq war critics. Under the U.S. law, the CIA is banned from spying on Americans. Congress has launched an investigation into the case. If confirmed, this would be a serious infringement of the law by the CIA and the Bush administration. Reports coming out of Syria say army troops have entered a town near the Turkish border. Witnesses say the Syrian troops, backed by tanks and heavy machine guns, have entered Badama. This is part of army efforts to restore security to the country's north. The army has already taken over Jisr al-Shagour city after heavy clashes with armed groups. Thousands of people have fled the raging violence in the region. Syria has witnessed deadly violence in recent months. The opposition blames the government for the violence. Damascus strongly rejects the allegation and blames armed gangs and foreign infiltrators for the unrest. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have staged a rally in support of the Syrian government in Jisr al-Shagour, north of the capital, Damascus. They chanted slogans in favor of the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, and called for national unity. Government supporters have also demanded an end to foreign interference in Syria's internal affairs. They also gathered in the city's main square and thanked the army for bringing back security and tranquility to their city. The demonstrators further denounced acts of violence in Syria. While you're watching Press TV's World News, it's time for a recap of our headlines for this hour. Iran says Tehran and Kabul are boosting their defense ties, calling on U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. Three U.S.-led forces are killed in separate attacks across Afghanistan amid rising foreign troop casualties there. In Saudi Arabia, more women are joining a major campaign against an official ban on driving.